Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the powerless, and this is for the shackles. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug X. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as I puff her pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gusset in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak nigga. With your crack powder and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. Does you know that my blunt is swollen? And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood.
In my hood.
And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is
that
good.
Shit, that nigga.
Please don't pass it to me if it's short. You, know you can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Yeah. With a fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off for me and pass the toast. I told you before, but pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt.
It's time to fire
up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. time.
Speak to Lazy.
Yo, this him. What's up?
Yo, Lazy, this is Jay, man.
Oh, yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing. Me and DJ Lynn just over here cooling out, man.
Oh, yeah, Lynn's over?
Yep. Yo, you remember that kid Joe from round the way?
Yeah, I remember.
Yo, man, the ambulance just took that boy away, man.
Man.
And just the other day, me and Lynn saw him on the corner. We was telling him. We said, yo, man, you need to get yourself off the corner. You know what I'm saying? You need to do something positive with your life. Get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? He's still just rolling it up.
Yo, but tell me something, John. How can we stop all this madness when everybody keeps yelling.
Roll it up, my nigga. Roll it up. Roll it up, my nigga. Roll it up. Roll it up, my nigga.
Yo, man, you need to be about the news, baby. You need to be about the news, man. Brothers is losing their lives. They losing their mind.
I'm with it.
Roll it up, my nigga.
I'm with it.
right, y'all know it's time to get high. This is super high ass Monday. Off up in her, off up in this piece, off up in this thing. All my pothead, pot smokers, pot tokers and chokers out there. Happy folk motherfucking 20. Y'all already know. Rules of the day is, hey, if you don't have a lighter, if you don't have a blunt, or you don't have something to put up in it, please kill yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. One time, all my motherfucking smokers out there, man, y'all already know what time it is. It's time to put it in the air from 12 to 12, goddammit. 12 to motherfucking 12. I'm on my 12th hour. I got another 24 to go. Y'all already had to know how we do it for sure. This is motherfucking 420, man. Going down real big. FLA 813 style. It's the 42 blunts equals zero left. You know what I'm saying? 42 blunts until zero is left equals 420, man. You know what I'm saying? 813 style. Big ups all my people come through, you know what I'm saying? Share some smoky love, man. Y'all already know how I do. Yeah, it be encouraged. We know you don't smoke. But I'll pass. That's real. We got all our secondhand contact smokers up in here too, man. Big ups to all my secondhand contact smokers. Big ups to Be Encouraged Radio off in here. You know what I'm saying? Miss Gio represent for the GMA Awards out there, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all the Gospel Grammy Award nominees and winners, you know what I'm saying? Keep holding it down, man, you know what I'm saying? Delivering us through a greater day. Going out real big. And of course, man, all my true smokers out there. Damn, boy, y'all got to excuse me. I'm sitting there trying to eat. You know, you got to eat before you put this good herb on your stomach. Now, don't y'all go out there and just start, you know what I'm saying, munching down and shit. You know what I'm saying? What if you used to smoke? Oh, yeah. If you used to smoke, all my ex-potheads out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, if you're missing it, man, I got some music for you. Get a whiff of that, huh? Going down real big. This is the official 420 Smokers Holiday, man, for all my smokers out there international wide. You know what I'm saying? It's all the way across. This is a International Smoke Day. Chick asked me last night on Spontaneous Radio what 420 means. Listen, I don't give a damn what no official meaning is. My smoking pothead meaning for 420 means every year 420 falls on the fourth month. The fourth week out of every month, and it falls on the 20th day out of every week of the month of the year. Yeah, if you put all that together, then you know what I'm talking about up in here. So that's how 420 is, all right? It's the fourth month, fourth week out of the year, fall on the 20th day every year. Put it all together, and that's your 420. Going down real big, National Smokers Holiday, you know what I'm saying? It's what we does, is what we do. You know what I'm saying? The Lord put it on the earth for me and you. Yeah, I already know, man. Big ups to the business last night, holding down for your boy. Smells so good, man. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing on that sports radio tip. You know what I'm saying? Check them out, the business. Check out Spontaneous Radio. Check out Miss Dynamite. Miss Dynamite, little cutie, doing her thing on the late night tip. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all y'all hosts out there, man. I'm looking for one specific song I uploaded. It's nothing but weed songs today. You know what I'm saying? If I can help it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it in for the weed today, man. I'm getting it in. Hold on. I got one. I got some Ice Cube on the smoke tip. Y'all know I got to put the Mystical on, you know what I'm saying, in a second. Definitely got to have the Mystical. But I ain't heard this one in so long, so I want to make sure I got it up. Uploaded, because we about to get into it. Goofy Bone! And the whole Straight Los record, man. Do this for me, homie. Super High Ass Monday, huh? Yeah.
Throw your blunt tight. Light your junk. Inhale. Slowly exhale. That's how you get high.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Cause
it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my hand. It's Monday, but y'all still ain't got shit to do. So fire it up, baby. Pass me the weed. Sounds of a true high person, y'all. Smoke one!
Got my dank from the Bahamas. Went to see my girl smoke some green with her mama. Jumped in my colors on my way to the liquor store. Picked up some blunts, got 10 on the 2-0. Mixed these palm trees with some green leaves. Nah, nigga, head spinning like the seven seas. Puff, puff, pass. Nigga, that's what Simon said. Who's all the weed or the green? Gonna get carried away. Banger deals burnt. Looking like a tweaker. Ears steady popping, but not from the speakers. Green got me hungry, leaning for the munch. Cause real smokers don't blow no fucking green on empty stomachs. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Green trees, backwoods make cabbage. I like to get high, but it ain't a bad habit. Stick up with that weed smoke coming out my lap. Got a hoodie in the front and one of them in the back. Blowing shots up to me and my homie. I feel like this weed make a young nigga horny. I stopped the fucking lack at Holiday Inn. I ain't even tripping, told the girls to come in. Laid it down steady, cause you know I'm ready. Chopping up weed like motherfucking spaghetti. Hold down south, must know voodoo. Cause every time I hit the weed, I'm looking for Zuzu. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy. Pass me the green, I need some weed with my Hennessy.
Hello?
Hello, my speak to Lazy.
Yo, this is him. What's up?
Yo, Lazy, this is Jay, man.
Oh, yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing. Me and DJ Lynn just over here cooling out, man.
Oh, yeah, Lynn's over?
Yep. Yo, you remember that kid Joe from round the way?
Yeah, I remember.
Yo, man, the ambulance just took that boy away, man. And just the other day, me and Lynn saw him on the corner. We was telling him. We said, yo, man, you need to get yourself off the corner. You know what I'm saying? You need to do something positive with your life. Get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? He still was just rolling it up.
Yo, but tell me something, Jim. How can we stop all this madness when everybody keeps yelling?
Roll it up, my nigga.
Cause Jesus born in a manger. motherfucker. Belong on Jerry Springer. I'm a gangster. Up in your CD changer. I'll gank you for 20 bucks and I'll thank you. Police, still get the middle finger. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Little niggas, don't try this at home. Mama in the bathroom, leave her ass alone. Cause she probably taking chronic straight to the dome. Go play your little fucker, stop being grown. Dave Chappelle, 50 million and a throne. With a big Zulu bitch, nigga getting blown. Watch your tone, if you wear copper tone. Go back to Africa, used to be a theme song. I'm in the zone, do anybody got a zone? I ain't your papa, but daddy is a rolling stone. You the clone, who don't know the shit you on. Unless it's on, a motherfucking ringtone. I'm in the throne, with two bottles of Patron. You need a loan, to fuck with the family stone. Niggas gone, tell them Ice Cube is home. Gorilla niggas, here come King Kong. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking.
Motherfucker. Smoke some weed. It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga DJ Smell So Good.
Look at you now.
Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you?
Yes, I've got to throw away.
Yeah, excuse me while I'm smoking, man. My membrane is going to be off for the remainder of the show. I have officially started my 420. I hope you have started yours, too. Because it's time to get high today. God damn it. All the way from the 813 to the 408 to 321. God damn it. Everywhere in between, out between. Oh, hey. Turn your ass down. Whoa. What you doing? Go with my
What's good? I'm on my seventh blunt, and it's already 9:34 a.m.
Let me
give a shout out to the wonderful woman that just made my day last night. Her name is Alana. She doesn't smoke, but last night it was 4:20, today's 4:20, but last night when she came to pick me up, I made that woman smoke, and believe me, she had the best of sex in the whole wide motherfucking world. Weed does make sex better, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you get your herb and you go out and have sex today, because motherfucking 420, that I had a woman screaming it yesterday night, or last night.
What? You ain't recording this shit.
You know what? I'm going to have to do that, because people are starting to disbelieve me.
Yeah. It's going down. Hey, let me see what we got on the line. 3-2-1, what's happening, man? Happy 420.
Yo, what's up, man? Good. It's your boy, Mar, MB Promotions, Street Hustle Magazine. What's up, boy?
Yeah, you already know, man. I'm motherfucking, I'm trying to get highly educated today, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all already know the Street Hustlers, Street Hustlers Magazine, everybody. Y'all trying to get your ugly faces, trying to get y'all faces in a magazine, goddammit. Yeah, you can holler at Street Hustlers Magazine. The boys do wonders over there. SFN Visuals. Taking the rolls off of the fat girls out there. You got some rolls, he'll smooth it right on out. You know what I'm saying? Holler at my dog. And,
hey, I got my boy Keith off of here too, Ink Dot Printing. So, you know, we just ride
the whole half,
we still
man.
Working today, you know.
It's the whole half. We get you from point A all the way to goddamn point Z. Now that's out the door, huh? Yeah. That's real. So what y'all got planned for the 420, man?
Well, you know, we have a little business right now. We gotta stay maintained, you know.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Y'all got to do what you got to do. Tell Mr. Ink Dot I say what to do.
Hey.
Well, he don't smoke anyway, so shit. This ain't his day.
Hey, what's up, Sam? What's going on, man?
What's happening, Sober Toker?
Hey, ain't nothing, man. Just out trying to get it done, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Big ups all my Sober Tokers out there, you know what I'm saying? Catching that secondhand smoke on 420, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's free.
Hey.
Hey, man, just keep us up, man, and we hope everything go well for you today.
Oh, you know it, man. Just staying blessed and unstressed, you know what I'm saying? Repping for the 813, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
All right, dog. Be good. I'm out.
Hey, that's real. Big ups, Ink Dot, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Street Hustlers Magazine out there. SFN Visual, 612 Studios.
Hey, appreciate you, bro. Keep doing your thing, man. We love you down here in Tampa, know what I'm saying? We got to blow up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a business partner, man. I can't keep you in the game room, but I smoke like a mother. But I'm ready to smoke right now, man. I got to keep the business, you know. I got to keep the business, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I smoke like a motherfucker. And you know that smell.
The party officially started at 12 last night. So today is officially 420. Today this is a whole fucking smoke day. I'm going to roll a Bob Marley later on when I get to the block.
I'm trying to wait till I get off of work, man. I don't have to shut down and shop early. When you work for yourself, you can shut down when you want to. So 3 o'clock, I'm shutting down, and I'm going to put it in the air and do what I do.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get it right. I'm going to put about a half ounce in one blunt, you know what I mean, going down.
I know how you do it, but you roll as long as the body.
Hey, that's how you're supposed to do it, goddamn.
Your man had one so long, longer than your arm, because I'm dead for real.
Thank you. Now, everybody don't see y'all.
The whole club smoked on that, yeah.
One blunt, goddammit, that's real. One fucking blunt. I guess the whole fucking club had.
I don't know what leaf you got, but that was a long leaf, that boy. You put some work in that one.
It's all about experience, man.
It looked like a baby branch.
Hey, it's all about the smoking experience. If you're an experienced smoker, then you can smoke with me. If not, you will be sleep on the wayside.
What? I hear you.
Where do you sign up for that fucking petition?
Oh, petition for what? I ain't in the chat room.
For smoking with you, man. Shit.
Oh, no, it ain't a petition. It's an application. It's a motherfucking job trying to smoke with me, goddammit. I gotta provide you with medical and shit. Medicaid and everything. Because after fucking with me. Your ass might be disabled, shit. Mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Man, shout out to Little Rich Productions for giving me a sack of fucking your pal. The purple of the purplest, man. Shout out to Little Rich Productions.
That motherfucker said your pal. That's taking you past the purple. Yerpal.
Your pal.
Fucking yerpal.
Hey, what are you here from Tampa too, Swift?
No, man, that's motherfucking Cali right there, man. That's San Jose.
Oh,
say what's up to my dog,
Cali
Goofy Bone.
Yeah,
you know, he got that fucking Snoop Dogg shit.
Oh, man.
He's smoking
good.
All that Snoop and shit.
We ain't doing bad down here, but boy, I love that. Some of that Cali bud.
Man, we doing bad. Fuck that. Compare that goddamn perp, bitch. We is in the shitter right now. We is in the shitter.
Yeah.
In the shitter. Hey, it's all good, man. As long as this motherfucking travel available out there, motherfucking purple is only a fly, hop, skip, drive, a motherfucking boat away.
Ain't got shit on the bus.
Yeah, well, you ain't got shit on Amsterdam now, but you know, I don't think the world got nothing on Amsterdam, because Amsterdam is shit. Man,
that's
please.
I've been there twice, and I tell you right now, man, I've never passed out on the street like I did over there, man.
You don't know what you smoking, man. That shit. You go from zero to fucking 60 on that shit up there.
Damn.
You feel me? Straight up. I mean, it's like smoking, like he's smoking perp, but they got shit over there that's killing perp. I mean,
oh,
they put perp on it though.
They got shit over there that makes perp look like rotten weed. I shit you not, man. I'm telling you, I had three blunts in a cafe. I went outside, I tried to get some air. I fucking lay down on the floor and passed out. I'm thank God nobody jacked my ass, because I was out for about 2 hours.
If you would have had a can cup, they probably put some money in your can.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'll go buy me another one with all that money.
Hey, yo, we'll beg for weed and shit. I got that weed bag for weed, man. Hey, well, I got somebody, you know what I'm saying? This is a high fun field day, you know what I'm saying? I got somebody going to share some jokes with us today, you know what I'm saying? I got all the way from wherever the fuck he at right now. He is here live on the show. Mr. Cat Williams himself, ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up. Cat Williams! Oh.
Where you at, Cat?
You gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it can change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them, bitch.
Higher, higher, baby. Do you still think we should hide it? I know so high. We could make it feel that way.
Roma, let's believe the mind of work could be a better place. If everybody took a break and we all just get wasted. Dope da da da, smoke da da, choke da da, pull out of the old.
Just got a little I want to give y'all a little positive note here. You know what I'm saying? You know I do positivity on the show. This is coming to you. This is a daily word coming through you via Reverend Ron's Words of Wisdom. You know what I'm saying? You can hit Reverend Ron up. globalgrind.com/Rev Ron. You know what I'm saying? Letting y'all know that God is love all the time. All right? And he's just saying, if everything is under control, you are going too slow. Huh? If everything is under control, you are going too slow. And that's coming from the successful race car driver, Mario Andretti. All right, that's what he said. If everything is under control, if you got a hold on everything, then that means you're going too slow. I guess I'm a, you know, sometimes you got to slow down to really appreciate life. So I don't know, that's like a catch-22 words of wisdom right there, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to slow down to smell the roses, sip the coffee and all that, because if you're going too fast and you got to damn sip the coffee and burn your motherfucking lip, then that might cause you to crash off the road. So therefore, you should have slowed down. Huh? Big ups to all the people out there holding down for the 813 Trade 4 area, you know what I'm saying? Slave Man Boots, SFB, my dog, you know what I'm saying? Holding down real big. Right there at 4220, the new spot, 420 spot. You might have to have a party there tonight. So if y'all happen to be in town, man, y'all make sure y'all come around because we're going down right here live at T-Town all the way to the 4 week. Could we great? So, without further ado, man, I got some motherfucking late breaking news coming up after this, man. Something to put y'all up on. And I don't know what it is yet. I got to make it up. But you guaranteed I'm going to make that shit on up. Give y'all some late breaking news. This is Super High Ass Monday. Right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. WDGR. Where all the motherfucking stars are indie artists. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. You're dead. Big up Cypress Hill in the building. Yeah, we on that sticky green. I only let this song play because I thought the bitch was talking about weed. Bitch ain't talking about weed. We only talking about weed songs here, so the wrong one. I thought y'all was talking about weed. So y'all listen to your boy Spell So Good, man. Tell y'all about the hot sauce and collard greens. This is a new dance I'm bringing to your city. Coming soon.
Do your step now, left, right, left.
Folks,
right,
Winnie.
I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top. Do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top. Say, fire that good shit up. I said fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now take it to the float. I said 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 take it to the float. bone Say we off in the back with the gin and the rap here, yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air. Got that blunt over here, and together we can share. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now squirrel to the float. Now squirrel to the float. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the float. I say squirrel to the float. Hey, I do the bank head bounce. 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 Now
all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat your ass like a runaway slave. Start the music.
We're going to start the music with this Eminem. Shout out to Be Encouraged Radio, Goofy Bone, Straight No Records. Everybody coming through, you know what I'm saying? Showing love for the Shizzo. Y'all already Nizzo. Big up to Geo coming through. Shout out to Vintage Music. Shout out to Red Shades, man. Y'all already know how we doing it up in here, man. Why the hell my motherfucking music stop? I meant to play that Eminem, but I don't think that's what I want to play. That was Eminem, you know what I'm saying, representing on the Smoke Weed song, but I don't think he was talking about smoking no motherfucking weed. If you ain't talking about smoking no motherfucking weed on the show, we ain't trying to motherfucking hear you. I was finna play Drink One, but he ain't talking about smoking. We talking about smoking. Talking about smoking the weed. Yeah. Real motherfucking smoke, so. Smoke words!
I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the
real Jack smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay point plus, I stay
yeah. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, when I'm up in the sky.
I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. Tears came straight low, I thought I should mention. I see me in the blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple indicus, and I got the trunk. Fire chronic grapes, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Y'all know, I'm giving a couple of shots out to that four wall. My mama, my daddy, my whole family, my brother Mickey, my cousin Keith, my little sister Layla, my girl Valina, Tanisha, Tristan, Nisha. Giving special shots out to my nigga Notorious, Nate, Calvin, Greg, SB, and Joy, EWV, and my nigga Insanity, and Nose Capone. We definitely affecting this motherfucker high power, nigga.
Alrighty then, I hear you, girl. We represent for everybody around here. You got a smoke song, we're going to play it, goddammit. Send all smoke-related songs to smellybtr@live.com. That's smellybtr@live.com. S-M-E-L-L-Y. BTR@live.com. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy on the telly. 347-237-5125. Area code 347-237-5125. You already know how I does. That's how I do. And I am a DJ too, man, and Tampa Bay's most international unbiased DJ, you know what I'm saying? You want your boy to come to your hood, to your city, to your town, and lay it down. You can hit me up, 813-436-7106. Yes, that is my official government number, 813-436-7106. It don't matter to me because you call on my phone. I will use any means necessary to harass you, your ass, and your family. It is going down seriously. Do not play on my phone. It's strictly business. Real. Going down real big, man. This your boy smells so good. Like I tell you again, This is the hood the hood rendition of the Smokers Holiday. You know what I'm saying? This is the cyber version. I will have pictures, you know what I'm saying, available probably tomorrow, man. I'm trying to take some pictures of the night, man. Let y'all see this blunt now I'm a roll. You know what I'm saying? Bigger than your laptop. I roll the blunt, man, so motherfucking long, man. I promise it's going to take two people to hold that something, bitch, man. Going down real big, 420 style, man. I got to get into my true smoker out there. My true motherfucking smoker out there. Yeah. This is the world's truest smoke song out there. Big up to motherfucking Mystical. Nobody can do it better than this man right here. The true goddamn smoke god of the planet Earth. Motherfucking Mr. Cow.
What y'all got to roll them up? Backwoods, Sea of Vegas, straight chocolate Philly. Nah,
straight $1 day.
They got to listen to Black and Mild.
Y'all niggas don't know nothing about them components.
Kanye.
J.O.B.
45. Bring it up, chop it up, cut it up, put the end, take it for now, roll it up. Light it, hit it, hold it, pass, pop up, blow it up. See, some of y'all niggas be talking about blowing, can't handle the doors, just getting sleepy and shit, quitting all early. Right. Bitch, you ain't no smoker. Y'all must be used to hitting that dirt sticks with the brown bud. Me, I ain't got shit else to do. Nigga, I'm about to get fucked up. Two cases of green out the bowl burned away. AM to turn to PM and nighttime to turn back to day.
I'm still smoking.
Feeling sporty in my hotel. Spent the whole day getting loaded. It's nothing but smoke, there's nothing to smoke. It's nothing but sticking and nothing but dope. Disconnect smoke detected. Put it where Tyler was in the dump. Nobody can find me more dope for me. I got the whole tree left over for me. Cool, this bitch off the head. Button up, cause suck them up, this a pet peeve. First don't put my line in your pocket, second don't wet my goddamn weed. That's just two, before I could get to three and four. Five and six, I heard a boom, 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 boom. At the door, evidence all over. I've been doing something serious. Gotta hide this shit, cause I know that hotel security. I played it off, I said, come back later, I ain't got no clothes. He said, sorry sir, I don't mean to disturb you, but I smell smoke. Fucker just went to jail for that shit, I ain't going back. Out of 8 ounces, I'ma flush the rest, cause I ain't going out like that. Spray cologne and cutting on the shower, trying to clear up. Working like a dog, but I got open the door. Fuck it, here go nothing. The door swung open and some young nigga talking about what's out. He said, I know you got that fire. Say your boy say, ain't that a bitch? Boy, if you don't get your bitch ass up out of here, nigga, I'll take you to motherfucking police. I done threw all my motherfucking weed away. Fuckin' with you old bitch ass nigga. Nigga, get your motherfucking whole ass up out of here, bitch. Why stomp your bitch ass? Fuck. Boy, this nigga done blew my motherfucking high.
Zigzag, purple haze,
purple haze.
Pull
puff the magic dragon.
Inhale the trees.
Bing bong on the magic school bus.
Inhale the trees.
Get your permission slip.
Inhale the trees.
For an educational trip to the burning bush.
Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees.
Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the trees.
Meet the tambourine man, who takes Alice to Wonderland, where every farmer is rich, blueberry bushes with crystals, and blacks are mild. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk.
Light
the
pyre,
inhale the tree, ignite the ceremony,
a
cycle in matrimony, rolling like the wind. Leave some trees. Trees think about the leaves. Through history. Known for his mind altering prophecies. Offering prophecies. That are evident and true. Take these papers.
When I die.
Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the trees.
The off of the oppressed man.
Inhale the trees.
Freedom. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence. From control off. No more caricatures of peace. Inhale the trees. And only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. What the ash forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the trees.
Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees.
When I die.
Inhale the trees.
Burn me up.
Inhale the trees.
Get lit.
Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees.
Inhale the trees.
Inhale the trees.
And let the tribes of the ancient world
inhale the
pollinate
trees.
The earth, which has been uprooted from cruelty. Inhale the sins of our fathers.
Inhale the trees.
Exhale the culture built on diversity.
Inhale the trees.
All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes that assimilates the consciousness. That simulates the consciousness.
That simulates the consciousness.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
When I die.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Hello, Mr.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
A new birth. For certification from Mother Earth.
Inhale.
Saddle on these papers. Unknown liberation. Unknown liberation.
Misunderstood.
One that may be burned for its context. Or printed as a book.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
With your pass.
Light it up, up. Smoke it up, up. Exhale, exhale. Now let's step to the cup.
Girl, you've got that sex, sweet. I just wanna hit it. Sometimes it feels so good that it gets me high. Bring that phone call to me. Girl, you've got that body. Light it up, let me take a puff of your sex weed. If I'm tweaking, how did your sex make me feel this way? Like I've been smoking purple haze. Girl, you've got me
Just one look at you, I've got contact. Can I give a pull of that? Girl, your shit is the chronic. Cause I can tell by the way you roll it up. Take a play, I wanna smoke it up. Slow down, but we choke it up. Seth gave me the munchies and now I wanna eat it up. Oh, we can do a shotgun, baby. Then take a sip of Patron, baby. And now we off in the zone, baby. Unemployed, getting it on, baby. Got me feeling hazy, baby. Silly, baby. Want it, baby. Flying, baby. Oh, girl, you've got that sex, sweet. I just wanna hit it all the time. Sex so good that it gets me high. Like a dime bag of dro. The way you're moving that kush real slow. Got me floating like a butterfly. I'm so high, I can touch the sky.
I'm a butthead when it comes to you.
Cause can't nobody drop it, baby. Bounce it, baby. Stroke it quite the way you do. You got me buzzing off of that chief in May. Girl, you're about to explode my brain. Pulling in the coop while we on the thing. That sweet's about to drive me insane. Baby, hands down, you got that bomb shit. Since that first pull, I've got this habit I can't seem to quit. Baby, I'm about to go up in smoke. Cause your sex weed ain't no joke. So girl, go ahead on it like that, boo. Cause I'm about to smoke it down to a roach. Cause girl, you've got that sex weed. I just wanna hear
it. I just wanna hear it.
All the time, yeah.
This is dedicated to the niggas that was down from day one. Welcome to Death Row.
Like we always do about this time.
Yeah, 9 Deuce. Death Row Records. Creeping while you're sleeping. Niggas with attitudes? Nah, lo. Niggas on a motherfucking mission. What up, niggas and niggas? That crazy ass nigga back in the motherfucking his ales. The notorious Compton G. D-R-E on the solo tip.
Found anything yet? We ain't found shit.
Just to what? See what's up.
Yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Go bad while you frown and put on the smile.
Come home with me.
Just to see what's up.
team, Christian Queen, Louis Vuitton, yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can, I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kiss with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood, knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number, then I say, why don't you come over, get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town, yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks me in my hood, straight to the room, yeah, you know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song, but I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Snapping out, cause that was all up in my dream. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Going down real big live right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. You already know DJ Smell So Good. Motherfucking Blog Talk Radio's most highest, unbiased international DJ. See who the hell want to smoke with me. Hey, you smoking in the building with Smell So Good. 954, what it do?
Hey, what's up, my dread? What you doing, man?
Oh, it's going down, Brett. What's happening, man? Is Dredd, what's happening, Dredd?
Nothing going on over here, man. Up here, I'm blessed, man. Economy bad, everybody, man. You put out of the dogs, man. One thing.
Oh, yeah. Who's speaking?
This is Vice Script, man. The guy that sing that.
Yeah, that's what I thought I recognized it. Vice Script, yeah. Man, you ain't sipping the music, man.
Economical disaster. Hunger for people suffer. Economical disaster. Obama will make it better. We need a leader to unite the world. Cause the world under pressure. A lot of people lose their arms. Cause the economy is bad. And it is sad. They can see the sense of the income loss.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Man, I still need the music, man. Thank you for that freestyle up in here. I need the music so I can play the track. I can keep it in rotation, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Sound good, man. And I'm talking to you to have me on the show, man. It's a blessing to me for you to have me on the show, man.
Vice, man, this is home of the indie artist, man. If you sign to a record label, I don't fuck with you. Straight up, I don't fuck with nobody signed to a record label, man. I don't even kick my game like that. So middle finger, if you get signed to a record label, I won't fuck with you no more. I'ma tell you straight up.
Really?
Cause I do. Yeah, man. I don't fuck with it. I mean, I say it like this here, man. I get you to the point where you want to be. You feel me? If you want to be a superstar, I'm going to try to get you there to a superstar. If you want to make some money, you know, because everybody don't want to be a superstar. Some people just want to make some money in the game, you know what I'm saying? Get they one hit, one, then keep it moving. So, hey, I'm whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, oh, my God.
But then after that, that's it, though, you feel me? After that, that's it, you know what I'm saying? Once you get to the record label, hey, that's like the finish line. I got to go back to the beginning and keep it moving.
Wow.
That's how I do. Yeah, man. Where you rapping though, Vice? Where you rapping out of?
I don't hear you. What did you say?
Who you representing? I mean, where you from? Where you rapping?
Yeah, man. I represent people from all race, man. I mean, we are one people, man. We are so divided because of politics and racism and youth crime. You understand what I'm saying? So we need to come together as one people and live as one. You understand what I'm saying? I'm really from Jamaica, Clarendon, and you know, I live in South Florida. In South Florida, that's where I campaign for Barack Obama, man. I'm going there in the sun and the rain. I do it all, man. I laugh on thousands of doors, man. Go out there, get people registered to vote, you know. I register people who in the United States, 40 years, 50 years old, never registered to vote, much less to get a voter's registration. I go out there and I do it all, man. And I do it not just hungry for Barack Obama, but, you know, to bring people together, Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, lean, each and every one. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm
for unity, man.
I'm not here to divide people, man. You know, some of us live like the crab in the bucket. You call it crab in the bucket, but we call it crab in the bar. Pull on each other. When they do that, they're pulling on. When one tries to pull on, but the other one, you know what the other one do?
More than.
Pulling on their own self. So
when
you try to pull on your brothers and sisters, you're pulling on your own self. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like
that's
I'm
real.
Trying to let them know that, look, you are damaging yourself when you try to pull on brothers and sisters.
I went and, because I thought that was you, I went and checked that Holla Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a show. Now, who was Holla Yo?
Holla Yo, that's my friend. That's Kishmere. You know Kishmere? She played my song a lot, man.
Okay. Because when I went on, yeah, it was a female, and I was like, Vice Grip. She was like, no, this is, she said another name, though.
Kishmere.
Kishmere, okay, yeah,
that's
my
friend. Very nice lady,
man. Yeah, she got a lot of going on. She got a lot of community things going on to help out. She gave me a lot of link, Safe Link, and a lot of non-profit things that she's doing, you know what I'm saying? A couple of her businesses, that's what's up.
Yeah, she can sing. She's a very good singer. Me and I are supposed to do a song together, you know, a song named The Endless Love. Supposed to do that song, and there's a song that then I was supposed to do about no weapon against me cannot trust. You know, we talk to God bless who no one cannot curse, you know.
True.
I have some very cooperative songs.
You celebrating 420? You celebrating the day, 420?
420?
You know today is National Smokers Holiday.
Really?
Man, it's the national, man, if you can't, I'm down here in Tampa, man. I'm down here in Tampa. I'm right down the road. I guarantee you, if you came down here to Tampa, man, I can show you what 420 all about, man. This is the national, the biggest smoke day. I mean, we smoke every day, but you know what I'm saying? It is one day out the week where you, it's one day out the year where you just get real ignorant. I mean, stupid with the smoke. I mean, roll a blunt bigger than your baby's arm, you know what I'm saying? And smoke it.
Whoa.
So that's how I'm getting down here, man. About little later on this evening, I'm going to go pick me up probably like a half ounce, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put the half ounce in one blunt, you know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to roll.
Sound good,
that's how you roll.
Go over there in Jamaica where you can get a real thing, man.
Yeah, I know, man. So you wouldn't have to be wasting shit like that. You roll one small, nice one, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be straight. I can't get there yet, man. My travel ain't right yet. But it's getting there. Lord bless me, you feel me? I'm getting there, man. I'm definitely getting there. So that's definitely what's up, man. Hi, you down? So you down in Miami?
No, I'm in Lauderdale.
Okay, Fort Lauderdale. Big old Fort Lauderdale. I got fam down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
I got family down there.
So you're in the music business, man?
I ain't hear you.
You do music?
Yeah. I mean, I'm an artist myself, you know what I'm saying? I got songs and stuff like that, but then I mainly stick to the DJ and promoting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're going to be on the show over there in Miami? There's a promotional show gonna be over there in Miami. I'm gonna be on that show. I don't know if you're gonna be on it as well.
Oh no, nah. Well I ain't too much up on the news down there in Miami. You know they got so much going on, man. You know, they keep a lot of stuff going on. They got so many little underground radio stations and, you know what I'm saying, that really can get you out there. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Did you listen to my song before? Did you listen to my song?
On the YouTube.
Which one of them you listen to? I was 12 of them up there. Which one of them you listen to?
Yeah, I listened to the one on the YouTube, the one that you sent me, the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Remember from the last show? Yeah, I went and checked out the... Oh, okay, I didn't see you in here. Oh, okay. I wasn't in the chat room. My bad. Big up 954. Let me check it out real quick.
Yeah, you can check
okay.
it in the chat room.
Now, that was the YouTube video for Obama?
Yeah,
okay, hold on.
How's this song, man?
You're missing the dot in there. When you put it up, you got to make sure you do the dot, www.youtube.com.
It's there. Oh,
yeah, you missed the dot.
Sorry.
Yeah, it'll pop up, but you just missed the dot. I ain't no problem. I got you. Hold on.
Hey, what happened, you know? I predicted all these crashes was coming, man.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people knew what time it was, man. Honestly, I mean, people is blessed with them gifts to foresee the future too. You feel me?
Whoa,
but
it's certain
things that they started to do that just you should have already seen what was starting to go down. You know what I'm saying? Even
whoa,
what was.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, you gotta give though, man. It's a gift to foresee things before they really happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's a gift from God, but you know.
Yeah. And everybody got it, but everybody don't know how to use the gift. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, man. We all blessed with the same exact gift. Ain't nobody got nothing more or less, but just people don't know how to use their gifts. You know what I'm saying? They either use them too late. You know what I'm saying? Or don't use them at all.
But mine,
you know?
I picked it up from 2008, you know, 2008 and 2004. I did a song about, you know, people need to open their eyes to see what's going on in the world. It's for real, man.
Yeah,
2007, that's when I do this song for Barack Obama, 2007, you know?
Man.
And like I said...
About Obama?
Yeah, I do this song.
What?
This song, economical crisis. Pressure. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I do it before he even win Hillary, you know. And you know, a lot of people have been saying that, oh, you're not gonna win because, you know, they passed some remarks that I can't even mention on the phone, but Mr. Love, this is the work of God, you know. Up until long people have been saying that, oh, you think Obama is not God? They say yes. I know that he's not God, and you know that he's not God, but God used him to do his work. You know what I'm saying? God can use a homeless to clean the corruption. To God, nothing impossible. To God, all things are possible, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No?
Okay, they go the right link.
Huh?
That's the right link, because that last link I just typed in, that's the one that's actually working. We done typed the link in 3 different times, and we all just typed in the wrong thing. I tell you, but today 420, y'all got the excuse the motherfucking typing going on up in here. You know what I'm saying? Shit. This is 420.
Man.
If you're typing right, something is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, cause I'm trying to get fucked up the whole day. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Hey, let me let y'all hear something, man. Cause since I don't have a song, I'm just gonna play the song through my speakers, man. Y'all big ups. Device grip holding it down, you know what I'm saying? This is Obama's best song about the economy and you know what I'm saying, the economics going down right here live, Reckoning Game Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Okay, hold on, I gotta pause my show. Hold on, let me pause my show. Check it out. Okay, here we go, y'all. Unmute. Okay. All right, here we go, y'all. We're finna get into it. This is Dawg Vice Grip live from the 954. You know what I'm saying? Repping real big on 420, man. Going down. Fort Lauderdale off in the building. You already know. FLA standing up real big. Cali off in the building. You know what I'm saying? Every area cold up in here. Big ups to the whole world, man, and the whole planet. That's how we doing it. Let's get into it.
I'm big up to people from all race. He's another one. Democrat, Republican.
Y'all already know how we do it live up in here, man. That's that wrecking the game, real. Y'all already know, man, how we do it. Vice Grip is off in the building, people. You know what I'm saying? Holding down real big, man. I like that, Vice. That's real.
They don't know, man. They don't know what's going on. Right now, the people don't know what's going on. These people don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Things are revealing now. They can see what if it's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's the part, the curse line in the lyrics where I say, we need a leader to unite the world. It's a leader and leaders. Look what happened now. Obama go around the world and shake the leaders and shake the leaders them hands. You know what I'm saying? That helped back off the tourists them because
we need some influence. We need some influence from Obama, man, to get our community leaders up, though. I mean, a big problem that we face in our communities, man, is not just the president. It's because it's called the trickle down effect. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got a lot at the top, and then that lot is supposed to trickle down to the masses. Well, what happens is these motherfuckers ain't trickling shit down right, and when it get down to them, they holding on to the shit, and then by the time it gets to us. It ain't trickled. That shit just got pissed on us. You know what I'm saying? They pissed on us with it. They ain't trickling down to us. They pissed on us with it. And you already know what piss do. You know what I'm saying? It leaves a stain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It leaves a motherfucking stain. It don't do nothing good for you. It leaves a stain. So that's the whole part, man. I mean, our whole community, it gets all the way down to our community. You know what I'm saying? I break it all the way down from the president. Okay, he cool up there. But the people that's affecting your direct lives right now is your community. I mean, and that means your mayor. You know what I'm saying? That means your city councilman, your state representative, your you know what I'm saying? Your state house representative, your state councilman. All them people right there, those are the ones that actually report to Obama, though. It's called what we call in the military a chain of command. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't just write no letter to Obama and be like, man, we need this shit to happen. You have to write you a letter to your congressman. You feel me? You got to write a letter to your state house representative. You got to write a letter to your senator. When you write a letter to all the motherfuckers there and you make enough noise, then they push that shit up to Obama and be like, well, damn, this motherfucker here making a lot of noise. We need you to look into this shit. That's the way the whole shit really worked. I'm breaking this shit down, motherfuckers. True G, ex-military minded. I'm giving y'all the chain of command. You still feel me? I mean, that's really how the system works. Everybody be talking, yeah, I'm gonna write Obama. And please, Obama, that shit gonna go to 513, and that's the trash can. You know what I'm saying? Remember that. Anytime I ever say 513, that means the trash can, because that's where your shit is going. You have to follow the chain of command, man. That's the way our whole world is built on, chain of command. You know, even in your family household as a child, you didn't run and tell daddy shit. You went and tried to coax mama first or whoever was the dominant parent there. You know what I'm saying? If you knew daddy was a pushover and he'll let you go, you didn't rush to mama. You rushed to daddy. Now, daddy, you know what I'm saying, in turn, turned around, still had to ask mama, but it's better to go through daddy than to ask mama yourself because you know she going to turn you down.
That's true. And sometimes you have some very important information to give to the president, but we're going to go to the trash can, as I said. That's true.
It's going to go to the trash can, man. It's got so many people that it's got to go through before it get to him. You know what I'm saying? And those are the ones that our body of government is the one that runs the country. The president is the only one that just makes shit happen.
Yeah.
But he's not the one that's sitting there writing the orders. He's not sitting there doing he only one person. And that'll kill one person. They had to do all that type of thinking. So that means that there's a body of people behind him making a whole bunch of decisions. He's just the one that says, hey, let me throw this signature on here so these other 300-400 motherfuckers ain't got to all put they signature on here like we rewriting the Constitution and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you're so right, man.
Say it up, man. That's why people love me, man. I try to break it down, you feel me, to the nitty-gritty, man. That's real. Hey, matter of fact, Vice Grip, I got to put you on, man. My homeboy Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California, Northern California. You know what I'm saying? He got a show after this. That's the link that's in the chat room. Cause you know what I'm saying? We do a dynamic duo show here on BTR. I do 2 hours, and then we flip it, and we take it up to California, and we do another 2 hours. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how we rep. So, I mean, he say he feeling that song. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. We really need that song. I mean, I like the YouTube. I might have to just download the YouTube and rip the song off of it. Cause I can do that too, you know what I'm saying? So I can actually upload it to my switchboard.
I lost my signal. I didn't want to get your email, so I put it in an MP3 to you as well.
Yeah. Matter of fact, let me drop that off in there. It's Smelly BTR. I'm going to drop it in the chat room, though. SmellyBTR@live.com.
So I lost my signal, so I'm going to write it down. Hold on, I lost my signal.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I just seen you fell out the chat room.
Yeah, I just lost my signal not too long ago. So I'm going to write it down. You're going to give it to me?
Yeah, it's Smelly, S-M-E-L-L-Y.
Hold on, S as in Sam?
Yeah, S as in Sam, M as in Mary.
Yeah.
E is in everything.
Yeah.
L is in love. L is in love.
L is in love. How many L?
Yeah, twice. Two L's.
Yeah.
And a Y for youth.
Yeah.
And then B is in boy. T is in Tom. R is in raccoon.
T as in Tom and R as in raccoon.
Yeah. And then the at sign.
Yeah.
Live. LIVE.com.
L-I-V-E.
Yeah, live. LIVE.com. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my email now. B as in boy.
All right.
R as in rat.
Mm-hmm.
O as in opera.
Mm-hmm.
W as in white.
Okay, you say W?
Yeah, W as in white.
Okay.
V as in victory.
Alright.
O as in opera.
Alright.
I as in international.
Alright.
C as in cat.
Alright.
E as in Errol.
Say that one time.
E as in Errol.
Alright.
E. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. D-O-N.
Okay, so that's, we got BROWVOBOICD.
No, BOICE.
Oh, right, ICE. Voice. Oh, okay, brown voice.
Brown voice. Down.
Okay, brown voice.
Down. D-O-N. Brown voice, down.
Brown voice com.
B as in dog. O as in opera. N as in Nancy.
Okay, down. The brown voice Don.
Yeah, at yahoo.com.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah, bro, voice, Dan, at yahoo.com.
Right, brownvoice.com. Okay, I got
you. Do you have a number where I can reach you?
Bro. Yeah. Actually, you can hit me up directly, man, my cell phone. You know what I'm saying? I puts it out there because I am an international DJ. I goes anywhere. Don't matter to me. Hit me up. My cell phone number is 813-436.
Oh, 813.
Yeah, 436.
436.
7106.
7106. Are you the name again?
Yeah, smell so good. That's me, DJ. Smell so good.
So good.
Oh, you could put SSG, man, because everybody be like, that's so long, man. Just put SSG, long as you remember it's me.
Yeah. Hey, when I'm
watching
a show in Miami.
Yeah, hey, I'm actually trying to do shows down there in Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, I got an artist that you know what I'm saying. To my show to see that. All right, I got you. Goofy Bone, be over there in a second. Big up Goofy Bone. Make sure everybody head over to his show. I got an artist, man, named Janu, female artist. You know what I'm saying? I can send you some. I'm going to send you some music, matter of fact. And, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to line up some paid shows for her, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because she done put her dues in. She done opened up for Rick Ross, Trina, Plies. You know what I'm saying? A couple other, you know, so-called name artists.
Bristol on the year? Bristol on the year?
I ain't hear you.
We still on the year?
Yeah. We got another, we got like 5 minutes left
really?
Until the show. Yeah, it's like 4 minutes left until the show, you know what I'm saying? Right now. hanging out in there.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can, but I'm gonna play one more song, but go ahead and Kiki, give out your MySpace again. You know what I'm saying? You contact them for one more time, and I'm gonna play one more song
okay.
for you.
I'm gonna make it simple and easy, but they can find me. Go to Google and type in Vice, V-I-C-E, it is just bar key, G-R-I-T, it is just bar key, O-B-A-M-A. Vice, Grace, Obama. Google that, and that's gonna take you to IC Color, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and Obama website, and a lot of other sites. Type in Vice, Grace, Obama. V as in victory, I as in international, C as in cat, E as in error, state, G as in Greg, R as in red, I as in international, and P as in Paul, state, O-B-A-M-A, Obama. Three words, Vice, Grace, Obama, and that will take it to my state, IC Color, Facebook, and many more other sites. Man, I'm thank you so much to have me on the show. It's a blessing to me, man. Trust me.
Hey, Vice Grip, man. Hey, it's a blessing when real people hook up with real people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's so many fake motherfuckers in the world that make you want to cut them across their goddamn throat. But you know what I'm saying? When you cut across real people, that make you calm back down. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I be wanting to kick ass every motherfucking day, man, because it be some fake ass motherfuckers in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I keep my head to the sky. You know what I'm saying? You remember what happened when we was in that room, man? You see how people get ignorant? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Just for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Just say shit. Just for no reason. Just to be ignorant.
The guy was cursing you out, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had to get on him, man. Don't go there, man. You don't even know who you talk. I tell people. You know what I'm saying? And I be limited to certain people. I tell that too. But I tell all people that we are God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, especially as black folks, we are the true image of Him. You know what I'm saying? So you can't ever try to talk down to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not any human being on this planet can talk down to me. Because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be talking on this motherfucking phone. You wouldn't be driving down half of them roads, and you wouldn't be stopping at half of them motherfucking lights and enjoying half of the shit that you all enjoy. I know that, though. That's the whole important thing. You know what I'm saying? Is that I personally know it, and then I personally share it to my black people. You know what I'm saying? And
right,
others.
What Marcus Yavis did say. Tell me what Marcus Yavis did say. Marcus Yavis said black people not going to know themselves until they're black back against the wall. That's what Marcus Yavis did say. But we're not going to make that happen to we. You and I are not going to let that happen to we because, you know, we are going to know ourselves before our back reach behind the wall.
Right. That's true. That is true. That is true. I mean, because we don't act black until, you know, since some shit really happened. You notice that? You notice that about our culture, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it don't really piss us off until something really happened to black people. You know what I'm saying? We accept it until something really happened to black people. You know what I'm saying? It can go all over in the world because, you know, they're killing black people in Iraq. They, you know, that's black people over there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's black people in Iran. It's black people in the fucking Sudan. And you know what I'm saying? But the media want to play it up as, oh, it's insurgents. Oh, it's Al-Qaeda. It's all this old fuck shit. It ain't nothing but worldwide genocide going on. And it's behind the U.S. so-called, you know what I'm saying, military, that government, that's guiding our military, you know what I'm saying, really be fucking over the world.
Millions of innocents lost their lives, man. I mean, they don't...
Yeah, man. Man, I'm ex-motherfucking military, man. So that shit don't hit me. Yeah, that shit hit me, you know what I'm saying, twice as hard as it hit the average person, because I've been there, man. You know what I'm saying? I gave my right hand, you know what I'm saying, to say I kill anybody who motherfucking get wrong in the name of the U.S. And that's the bottom line of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you raise your hand, you saying you're going to fuck anybody up who crossed their eyes at the United States. That's wrong, though. That's a very fucked up way of thinking. That's a very wrongful way of thinking. Because we ain't fighting forces that we're not at war with people that we supposed to be at war with.
We don't want that. That's why Obama is good. What Obama doing is good. He's going around shake these guys and he brings unity. Yeah? That's what I'm saying. He's gonna flood Cuba so people can go in and have a good time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they get mad at Obama because they because he is doing right shit, but he's so inexperienced at it that they can't even believe he actually knowing what the fuck he's doing. You know what I'm saying? But there is no role as a president. You know what I'm saying? There's no role as no president. The roles felt when Obama did the most work when he was a senator for the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
That's when he did the most work for anybody. He directly affected people's lives. When he wrote all the bills and shit like that and got them passed for the state of Illinois, for welfare and this, that, and education, that affected, the hoods right there. You can see, you can walk out your door and see that direct impact. I don't give a fuck what Obama do right now. You ain't finna see no direct impact from nothing that he do. Unless he bring the troops home, and then you ain't going to see no direct impact because it's going to be an eventual drawdown. So they're going to bring, 5,000-10,000 here, 6 months down, it's another 5,000-10,000. It ain't like everybody going to get the fuck up out of there, no 2,000-3,000, 2,000-300,000 troops. You know what I'm saying? All at once, they ain't finna do that.
They're doing piece by piece.
Yeah, they're going to do that piece by piece, that gradual shit. So come on, man. I'm a little too wide awake for the bullshit that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you're real, man. You're real. You're real, man. I would like to work with you someday to come, man. Trust me, you know.
I see your studio set up. Now, I don't think I ain't pay attention to the picture at the end. You know what I'm saying? With the cap on and shit. I don't think I see you now. I see you in the studio chilling with the cap and shit. You know what I mean? That's what's up now. That's all good. I see you posted. You know what I'm saying? You got the studio and everything going down. So I already know what time it is, man. Now, is that your studio? Is that your studio?
Oh, that's a friend of mine studio, but I can take it here anytime. Just let me know when you're ready, man.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely what's up, man. Yeah. I got an artist, man. Because my artist, I'm looking for some serious versatility. But I look for people that actually pushing themselves, man. It's a lot of artists that say they want to collab and do this, do that. Oh. But then when you do the track, they sit on the bitch and wait till you blow. Or wait till you push it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to do that. I like to put when people get it and I get it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all working on it.
Why they wait till they push it? Why they wait till they do that?
It'd be laziness. You know what I'm saying? It'd be laziness on the part of the artist, man. They don't feel that they are as hot as they really are. You know, some artists just like that. You know what I'm saying? They be hot, but they don't really think that they hot. You know what I'm saying? So then they'll wait till another artist actually push it, make the song hot, and then try to jump on the bandwagon like, you know I was hot. Hell nah, because you wasn't there pushing the song before it was hot, to make it hot.
Man, you're so real, man. You've been saying hot, man. You've been hitting the nail in the head, you're not missing, man. You've been hitting the nail at the right spot.
Oh yeah, man. It's gonna get bigger than the both of us. That's all I be looking for. You know what I'm saying? I ask the Lord, man. I've been on this Blog Talk Radio since February 25th. You know what I'm saying? And I asked the Lord for my first 3 months. You know what I'm saying? To get me at least 300 people. You know what I'm saying? That listen to my shit. You know what I'm saying? Now my first 3 months, man. I had almost 600-700 people. You know what I'm saying? For my first 3 months, I actually checked out the show, downloaded it and all that. I'm up to I'm over 1,000. I'm almost like 1,700 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's actually listeners, man, that's coming through and, you know what I'm saying, blessing me with their time to download my shit and listen to my shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of people, man. That's a lot of people. When they get a chance, I want to send the show to me. Send the show to my emails.
Well, that's the whole... Now, see, you know, on anybody's front page, you can always, like, after this show is over, you can go back to my front page. Go back to my show page, and it's got a download link. You can download this and save it.
Really?
This is what I tell all artists, man, after the show is over with, because I do so many interviews, go back and download it and then just chop your interview out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you can use that on whatever. You can use that on your CDs, on your videos, or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you can add that to a part of your portfolio, you know what I'm saying, as you have been interviewed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it do real big, man. I'm using Blog Talk for the realness, not to try to network with just friends and shit. I don't need friends. I need motherfuckers who want to listen to some music, you know what I'm saying? And actually, you know, give me some real feedback and be like, damn, yeah, let me get that, you know what I'm saying? So I got New Zealand. She want me to send them music way the fuck down in New Zealand.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? Because of the music I've been playing, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I need. I need international context. The states ain't got enough money for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't enough money stateside. This American dollar ain't worth shit. So I ain't trying to invest in it. Yeah, I'm gonna invest in this worldly money where this real money at.
England, London. But you know Jamaica, if it start out in Jamaica, trust me, it's in Jamaica. If you can go and come and you make some hits down there, because you know what happened now. The R&B and the hip hop to Jamaica, you know, Sean Paul and Dini Man and guys, them do a couple of what they call a combination with the Jamaican and the American come together and do the music, you know, put it together and it sounds good, sounds real tight. You know what I'm saying? But like over there in Jamaica, when they do the song and you send it across the road, like England, you can make a lot of money because they appreciate the music over there, over in England, in Europe, more than a year, you know. But when it leaves from out of Jamaica, it's like it has more power for some reason, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now, I mean, like, the mark rate? The mark rate, hey, it's changed now, hasn't it?
Yeah, and then you kind of affect the market real bad, man.
So I mean, like, as far as it, so the is the Jamaican dollar worth more than the American dollar now?
No. It's 84 for one now.
For every dollar.
One American dollar, you get 84 Jamaican dollars for one American dollar.
God damn.
Yes, if you go to Jamaica with 2,000, if you go to Jamaica with 2,000 US dollars right now, you're nice, man. You can go up into the foods and you get, you know what I'm talking about, you know.
Man, shit.
Whoa, the real thing. I'm not talking about when you put in a fertilizer and a mulch or anything. You know, it's natural. You know, natural thing.
No, my homeboy told me he went up there and was blowed the fuck, man. Cause he say, dude went and he was just he said you ain't really have to ask. You know what I'm saying? He was like,
you don't have to ask, man. Hey.
Yeah, dude came up to him. He was like, "What you want?" And he said he gave him. I think he gave him, cause you know over here, man, $25. That's to us is, you know what I'm saying. You done seen the $25 to get you down here. You know what I'm saying? Don't really get you nothing. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, the dude brung him so much shit. He thought that he thought he had done fucked up and gave the dude the wrong order. He said, man. This dude brought back, a handful of, like, buds and shit.
Man,
and gave it to him for $25. He said, man, that shit lasts me the whole fucking week.
They just give it to you, man. They just give it to you. Like, they have so much, so they just give it to you, man. Hey, the amount that they give to you, just give it to you, man, in that city. You can make money out of it. A lot of money I'm talking about. If you get it here.
man. I'm everybody telling me to head for the hills, shit.
Hey, man.
You want
hey.
If you want the real shit, they say the real people is up in the hills.
Yeah, the real people, those people natural, those are the people that you want to be around. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the right people to take you around. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's why I want to be around natural people, man. I ain't going to be with this old shit over here, man.
Yeah.
If I could, I would walk around with a Fanta leaf around my waist, goddamn it, and that's it. Take this bitch back to Adam and Eve shit.
Hey,
that's the way I...
If you go over there, man, it's safe, man. Because you don't have to pay for no rental. Because I have my own car over there. You can take your house, take your love all over the country, anywhere you want to go. But until you're ready, trust me, man. Just let me know, man.
So, I mean, so what? Why are you over in the States, though? I mean, is it more connections over here? I mean, is it better networking? Like, what's the difference between the States and Jamaica? Besides, I know the price is higher than the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because when you come over here in Europe, when you go back over there, the dollars is stronger. You get more money for your money over there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you, look here. If you over Jamaica, you can come over here so and work and go back over there, you enjoy yourself better than here. So trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I said to you?
Yeah.
For the people who that come and go from here to Jamaica, come over here and work and go back over there in Jamaica, they live better life more than most of who are here. Because over here, people over here, they work mostly what they do, just pay bills, work and pay bills. But over Jamaica, you don't have that much bills to pay. All you have to pay is just a light bill. And you walk your light bill, and you know some places you pay a water bill. Some places you don't have to pay a lot water bill.
Yeah. I don't live without it. As being a black person, I've lived without all that. So hey, I know how to live without lights and water, shit, with no problem. get your ass some motherfucking your ass better know how to heat some motherfucking water up. You know what I'm saying? Over the stove. God damn it,
yeah.
Or heat some shit out outside. I undid both, you know what I'm saying?
And over there, we have the farming. We have the... Oh, man, you would have to go... I would like you to go and experience for yourself. We have the farming. We don't have to go to the store to buy nothing but, you know, unless you want to go and buy some chicken. But you don't have to buy that because we have chicken in the field. We have pumpkin. We have potato. We have gungo. We have peas. We have sugar cane. We have banana. We have plantain. We have lettuce. And the good thing about it, it eats better than the food over there. Eats better than the food over here. Even the meat eats better.
Because it's natural, though. I mean, it's natural, and the animals are eating natural. Over here, the animals are eating this jacked up ass grass and shit because the crop dusters come over with their planes, and they spray the fucking fields and shit with like pesticides and all the shit to kill the bugs. But then the damn cows and the wildlife, they turn around and eating this shit. You know what I'm saying? And your body's going to build up an immunity to it. It's going to do that. But then at the same time, we have to eat that shit. And it's humans. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of processing, reprocessing, and processing bad shit.
And it's not healthy. It's not good for the body. It's burnt on the body. And then sickness and disease get the chance to overcome our body because we don't eat it's the natural thing. We eat the man-made thing. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? All these chicken with them, you know, they don't, those chemicals grow them. They don't grow natural. That's why chickens are bloated, you know. Just eat a little girl 9 and 10 years old, a big breast. In Jamaica, you don't see that.
Yeah, and I ain't figure out the motherfucking conspiracy behind, but this is a conspiracy behind that shit too, because I mean up until 2000, you know what I'm saying? Now you're seeing a lot more hormones and all this growth promoting type shit in the foods, you know what I'm saying? And do you know that they was talking about lowering the motherfucking sexual consent age to 14?
Yeah.
To 14 here. I said, man, you motherfuckers sick, man. You, I'm telling you, this is what America. And that's one thing I don't do. I don't speak for the world, because the America, USA, is not the motherfucking world. This is not a representation of the world. This is just a lot of motherfuckers from around the world that came into one place, and this just shows you what happens if everybody from around the world get together. This makes a clusterfuck of a whole bunch of shit going on. And that's what we got, you know what I'm saying? But you go back to your country, you know what I'm saying? You see your people, you know what I'm saying? People go back to China, they see their people. People go back to Ethiopia, they see their people. They don't see Mexicans, they don't see Cubans, they don't see black, they don't see white. They see Egyptians, they see Ethiopians, they see their people. Here, you don't know who the fuck your people is. You got to find your people.
You know, sure.
You got to find your people, man. You got to find Jamaicans here. You got to find Haitians here. You feel me? They ain't just sprawled out anywhere. I mean, they might be centrally located in Cuba, or it might be a lot of them here. And you know what I'm saying? In Tampa, it might be a lot of Mexicans here. You know what I'm saying? It might be a lot of Mexicans there. But that don't mean that they everywhere. That just means they all found one central place to go and hang out with each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's where they at. But no, but when they go back home, it ain't nothing but Mexicans in Mexico. Ain't a bunch of black people running around. Ain't a bunch of white folks running around. Ain't a bunch of Cubans running around. It's they people. Here we are, a clusterfuck of just whatever the fuck fell off the plane. whatever fell off the plane, man, that's what make up America. You know what I'm saying? It's that come as you are state. Because a lot of people don't allow you to do that. China don't allow you to come with no six kids. You ain't finna come to their motherfucking place and be living. Hell no. Two kids minimum, goddammit. Or get the fuck out of the country.
Yeah.
That's straight up. They don't even have it. Your ass have three kids while you're living here, and see if you don't get arrested or you can get the fuck out of the country.
Just like that.
Just like that. That's China. That's straight up. Yeah, I mean, we talking about our freedom over here. Man, shit. I'm the most freest motherfucker like a bird around here. You feel me? I mean, I know I'm free. I study everybody else's history, man. We came from slavery, true enough. But we are no longer in slavery unless you mentally are enslaving yourself. Because there ain't no physical, ain't shit. I can walk out the house right the fuck now with no money in my pocket. But I can go and ask somebody, hey, man, listen, I'm doing bad right now. Can you give me $2, man? That's freedom. That is freedom. We couldn't do that back in the slavery. In the slavery days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, now Goofy, like, where you at? I'm on Goofy Bones' show. I'm on his show. I'm still on my show.
Oh, you're still on his show? We're not here, no,
yeah. Yeah, see, now this, like Blog Talk, it allows you to do a two-hour show, and then after the show go off, this is like the after-hour show, you know what I'm saying? You get like up to almost like an hour to just talk on the phone, you know what I'm saying? So whoever's still on the phone, they're part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a little complicated, but you could take this in, like I can have 10 people on the phone right now, and we can all be sitting here talking. But they would have had to call in before the show was over with, you know what I'm saying? Because after the show was over with, then the lines are closed to the show. But everybody who's still on the show, we here, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the VIP after hour.
they can still listen to us now?
Yeah, they're still recorded. It's recorded until I hang the phone up.
Okay. What happened to the girl where did this is the same show that the girl was on?
Yeah, Shiro Van. Yeah, that's my. She a substitute teacher though. She at school right now.
She was telling me to send the song, but I don't know where to her email. Remember, she gave me the email to send the song.
Oh, I got her email too. When I send you an email, I include her email address with it.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, I can do that. That'll make it easy. I'll put some email addresses where you can send some more music out to, you know what I'm saying? People that's looking for music.
What's going to be the topic in the email that I sent?
To the other show?
Yeah, to the... question of the show. This one is, right? You can answer this one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this, you talking about this show? I can send this show to you, though.
Yeah, man. But I'm saying that it's topic, so I don't delete it because I get so much drone.
It's high as hell. No. Damn, what the hell? I forgot the name of my own damn show. Super high ass Monday.
Super high. super high. Okay.
Super high ass Monday. Not regular. Just not no regular high. I'm talking about super high.
Yeah, I like you, man. You have fun, man.
Hey, man, I'm just a blessing from some planet, man. I just ain't figured out what planet I'm from yet.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man. Yeah, you know, black folk, we interplanetary, man. That's why they keep telling us that shit. We interplanetary. We just ain't figured out what fucking planet we from. But we've been there, though. We have been there. We have been there, man. If you look up the planet, look up faces on Mars, man. If I can give you some education to look up. Look up faces on Mars, man, and I don't want that shit to scare the fuck out you. But yeah, we done been there, man. We done left our motherfucking imprint on that planet, on the face of the fucking planet, dog. There's actual faces of black folk on that motherfucking planet.
Yeah, faces of Mars.
And that is called Faces of Mars.
Whoa.
Yeah, I be careful when I release different shit to people. You know what I'm saying? Because the world ain't ready for everything all at once. I mean, and that you got to give it to them. You got to give it to them. But you just can't, you know what I'm saying, be like, here's the future and accept that. You know what I'm saying? Here's your hoverboard and all that shit. If Back to the Future was now, half of the people would be dinosaurs. They'll still be living in the Jetson era while we flying over their motherfucking heads and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the future is now, though. The future is here. Honestly, the future's already been here, the hoverboards and all that shit. It's certain countries around here that are already utilizing that technology. Go over to China, I guarantee you will see some shit that you ain't never motherfucking seen. It'll probably seem like it's straight out of a movie, but it exists. We're just not prepared for it. And it's not going to probably ever reach here for about 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody get the jump on it and do it like now, like what I'm doing. I'm doing it now. I ain't waiting for the future. I feel like I'm already in 3000. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I live my life. Yeah, man. We in 3000. As far as black folks, this is how I break it down. If we went through 400 years of slavery, this is now almost 100 years later since that shit happened. That means we've been in 500 years of slavery mentally, and we've been in 500 years of slavery physically. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not the strong Mandingo warriors that we was when they got us from, you know what I'm saying, from Africa originally. So therefore, that means we're 1,000 years behind as a people. We're 1,000 years behind. So this is 2009. Therefore, we're supposed to be in 3009 right now.
That's
2009 low. No. Yeah, because this 2009, man, we're supposed to be in 3,000, man. We are supposed to be 1,000 light years ahead of any species, put it that way. Because it wasn't no species till we came here, until we became what we are today. You know what I'm saying? Till we became the black people that put this damn whole shit together. This whole story that everybody keep reading. They reading our story and how we put it together.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, man. I don't like to get into a lot of things with people because I can't read the walls yet. But when I understand how to read hieroglyphics and what's on the walls of the pyramids, that's our true story. And that's what's written in stone. That's what they always tell you. Your true story is always written in stone. All the other shit is just that. It's just a story. I mean, our true lives is written in that 4,000, 5,000-year-old pyramid that they can't destroy. They can't do nothing with, but let it do what the fuck is built there to do. And that's stand there and represent us as a people. And represent our story. And they can take all the jewels and all that old, you know, man-made material out of there. But them motherfucking walls, the shit that's inscribed on the walls, they can never remove that. And they can't figure it out because it's not there for them to figure out. It's for us. us as other people to come back and figure out what the fuck we done, the graffiti we done wrote on the wall 4,000 years ago, which is the same kind of graffiti we write on the walls today, and that only we as a people can motherfucking understand and know how to decipher.
We did it.
We did it, and we still doing it. We still marking our territory. And what a motherfucker don't like you to be painting and doing your artistic expressions freely all over the world and all over the place, because you marking your motherfucking territory just like we are trained to do. That's what it's in us. You know what I'm saying? It's been in us for 4,000 years. It's what we do. We let the world know that we was here. There are no monuments. The only thing the white folks build are buildings. And then you see how quick them twin towers come down, but that was the prize of the white man's eye was them motherfucking twin towers. And then when that shit came crumbling down, that show you that the white man world came crumbling down after that.
Sure, I'm gone.
Yeah, both of them. You know what I'm saying? At the same damn time. They world went down in tears. Oh, our towers, our precious towers. Man, fuck that. Men built the shit. Man can build the shit back up. But they can't motherfucking knock them damn pyramids down, though. They can't knock them some bitches down. Yeah, knock that down, motherfucker. They can't knock that down. Yeah, they can't even touch that. You know what I'm saying? Black owned. Black built and still black operated. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So,
just like Jamaica, right? For example, Jamaica, right? You see, they have the hot water, they call it the hot spring that's pouring out of the earth in Jamaica over there.
It's a pure spring?
Yeah, pure spring, hot spring. You have people from all over the world, even people from up here. Over there, live down there, they go down there, spend time. They did have it on Discovery World Trend, Travel Station. I don't know if you've seen it before, over there in Jamaica. So what happened now, what they do with the white man, you go and try to make things around it so, you know, they can charge people. And you know what happened? It broke down. And they go back and build it up. And you know what happened? The water changed the direction.
Hey, no.
Was out to a different place. And then go over there, I try to back it up. And it dry up.
Hey.
It dry up there and bust out to another place.
Hey, no. What?
Yeah, and they have to love it, man.
Yeah.
When you go over there, I'm going to show you the hot water, hot spring, with the hot water coming out of the rock, and you have a part like a jacuzzi with natural nature built in.
But it's natural. Now, see, I've been in Germany, you know what I'm saying? I did a year over in Germany, but I didn't go, you know, because they got some natural lakes over there, like, but I don't know if they're hot springs, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they're natural hot springs.
Yeah, you see water like it's boiled up and the natural steam coming out like the pot on the fire.
Yeah. We have one down here. We have springs down here, but they're not hot. I mean, it's just natural spring water that come up out the ground.
Yeah.
And it, you know what I'm saying? So it's fresh water, but it's not warm. I mean, like during the summertime, it might get to a certain 70-something degrees. It might stay nice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then the wintertime, that shit colder than a motherfucker.
Yeah, in Jamaica we have the boat, we have the spring, the hot spring, we have the cold spring, the warm and all that good stuff, yeah? It's nice, man. It, you know, if you have certain kind of fitness and you go in there, it lets it disappear.
Yeah.
You would have to go and experience it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I believe everybody needs to travel, man. I mean, if you ain't find your true love, then you need to get the fuck out your neighborhood. I get tired of people talking that old dating relationship bullshit. You stupid motherfuckers, get the fuck out of here then. Go to Jamaica. I guarantee you, you will find you a bad bitch over there that will rock your motherfucking world and will do everything that you want to get done to you, and you'll be happily ever motherfucking living married after that. If that's what you're looking for. Get the fuck out your neighborhood. Get the fuck out the state. People was mad at me when I said that, on the same chick radio station. I went on her, Shy Romance. I went on her show and said that. I said, yeah, man, if you some bitches, get the fuck out your box.
Yeah.
I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. I'm a grown ass man. And I feel that I'm talking to grown ass people. Get the fuck out your box and go somewhere. Stop. I mean, half of these motherfuckers never got out of their own, got 100 miles away from their house.
Man, that's
all right. And talk, yeah, and then talk about love. The fuck you mean? You can't find no love in a 10 block radius with all the motherfucking slime ass hoes you grew up with and the dirty ass niggas you grew up with. Yeah, it's a vice versa. It's a vice versa. Now, you know what I'm saying? The dirty ass niggas you grew up with. There ain't no love there. There is no love there. Get your ass. I don't even say go to another state. I say get the fuck out of the United States. Go to another country and experience another country. Then you will understand what love is all about.
I appreciate you more, too.
Yeah, man. It's no love here. There is no love here. They don't know what love is here. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what love is, you don't know how to appreciate love. But when I went to Germany and I had a white woman wash my motherfucking feet like I was Jesus Christ himself, that's love to me. I don't know what the fuck they call it here. That's what the fuck I mean by love.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? She washed my feet, cooked me a meal, and just took care of me like I was a man. You feel me? Like, and treated me like I was a man, treated me like I was a king. That's what the fuck we are. I mean, on this earth, we are just kings and queens. I be breaking shit down and people's advice. I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. Cause I'm in a whole nother realm of thinking, man. I'm 31 years old, bro. But man, I've been on this planet a long time, man.
You're real, man. I thought some real thing there, man. Trust me.
Yeah, man. I've been on this planet a long time. I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck to levitate so I can get the fuck off. I figure out how to levitate. I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here, man. Shit. Fuck that. Let me go to the goddamn.
Next move, we're
going to
go to Jamaica. Next move.
Yeah, that's real, man. We right down the road, though. I mean, seriously, dog. We right down the road. Fort Lauderdale, nigga. I drive to you, like today, within, like, an hour and a half, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale. Well, actually, 2 hours. Tampa to Fort Lauderdale. But yeah, it's like 2-3 hour drive. That ain't that far.
That about 2 hours.
Yeah, that ain't that far, man. And for networking and making some shit happen, I will go to motherfucking New Zealand. I will go to New goddamn Jamaica. I will go to Australia to make that motherfucking shit happen. That what I'm about. You feel me? That's what I'm about.
I can see over there on the Blog Talk Radio.
What, the Blog Talk is everywhere, though. Blog Talk is around the damn world, man.
I can go over there and do your show, man.
Blog Talk is universal. Blog Talk is wherever there's an internet connection, there is Blog Talk.
But you don't get royalties from it, though, right? You don't get
royalties. No, that's the only thing now. Now, see, when I signed up for it, it said something about getting advertised. Like, I guess so, after a point, you know what I'm saying, if you can really, I guess, make the show hot and show the advertisers, you know what I'm saying, that it'll be beneficial to advertise on your show, then they'll find you advertisers, you know what I'm saying? You can get paid that way. But, I mean, as far as what we do as any host on there, this is just for the love of it, man. This is, you know what I'm saying, I'm taking 2 hours out of my day, you know what I'm saying, and to just the bless people with some good music and then also put my artists out there. And I mean, my artists is just anybody who wants to send me some music, and that's the indie artist looking for exposure. You are now my artist.
Yeah, I'm your artist.
You feel me? I mean, that's just straight up, man. I mean, if you're looking to really get out there and get your music out there, you have become my artist. You can say I'm your DJ. I don't mind that because that's called networking.
We are going to network together. We are going to work together. And we are going to tour. We are going to Jamaica. We are going up into the hills there. We are going to the hot spring. We are going to the, we call it Negril, the White Sand Beach. We can, and people appreciate you over there. People look up to you over there. Whoa! You're American? Oh, my God, man. They get a lot of attention over there. Trust me.
Yeah. Just to go, though. That's all I'm saying. I ain't telling people to move the fuck out. See, people will be like, oh, no, I can't leave home. How do you know you don't want to leave home if you don't leave home?
But you have American leave you and go over there to live and then go and come. Yeah, you have American go over there and then buy the place, yeah. Buy house, make house.
And chill, just a getaway, you know what I'm saying? Bring your
yeah.
ass back home. 6 months, go over there. 6 months, come
yeah.
back home.
They
but
over
get
there,
out.
Over there like for 6 months to a year and then come back and then go over there. They stay over there. Yeah, for real. You just go over there and experience it for yourself. You have white and black Americans. Live in Jamaica.
Yeah.
They go over there and they like it and they come up here, they sell what they have and they move over there to Jamaica. There's a bulk of money in the bank that when they come up here, they can, you know, they can drive and, you know, buy up stuff and go back home. But go back home in Jamaica. Their home is here, but no, they make Jamaica be their home because they go over there and they love it. They go over there and do business. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of Americans live over there.
Yeah.
White and black, yeah.
I believe
know?
That, man. I
yeah,
believe
man.
That.
Yeah, for real.
I do
yeah.
believe that. I mean, because without other countries, man, the world doesn't flourish. You know what I'm saying? They just paint that picture that without the U.S., the world doesn't work. Bitch, without the world, the U.S. don't function. It ain't no opposite, you know what I'm saying? It is no opposite. Without the world, you know what I'm saying, the U.S. has no riches at all. The U.S. has no culture at all. The world is the United States culture, you know what I'm saying? The people here have no culture. We don't have no culture, you know what I'm saying? What culture we got here? It's a million different cultures here. So how can you say you got one set culture? You know what I'm saying? When you know, go back home, y'all have a culture. This is the way that we do. All our shit is natural. You know what I'm saying? This, everything we do is natural. That is a way of life. That is a culture. That is a way of doing things every day. We don't have that here.
They're scared of the Spanish because they said the Spanish never come to take over. So many Spanish in here, man, and coming here and take the job, man. You know, we can't get a job. These guys out there working. If we go out there, you know, and you see a few jobs out there, man, I'm most of the Spanish you see, man. Because they outnumber us. They outnumber us, you know. I mean, we are one people. We love them, but, you know, I mean, you know, that's the way it is, you know.
Hey, you still online?
Huh?
Are you still online?
No, I lost my signal.
Oh, you lost a good. Oh, okay. Yeah. What, you on a laptop or something?
Laptop, yeah.
Yeah. See, I was going, and a lot of people do their shows off of laptops and be wondering why their shows be messing up. Cause the damn Wi-Fi shit be fucking up, man. My Wi-Fi, I sit outside. And I can get it for a little minute, but then after that, oh man, the pages start freezing up and shit just start going haywire. So I have to come in the house and I have to use my steady connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause that should be messing up.
When I sign up to use Blog Talk, them charge to sign up and charge you?
No man, it's the most beautiful shit, man, in the motherfucking world, man. Much love to Blog Talk Radio. This is free. Everything about me, brother, is free. If you ever ask me anything, I'm gonna find you the free shit. I'm never gonna go looking for internet because I pay for internet, man. I pay for this old whatever the fuck this internet shit is, and whatever they draw the shit up to your head. I pay $100 a month to get onto this bullshit. So I be goddamn if I'm paying for anything. Own this shit. I ain't paying for shit. No, I don't pay for no programs. I ain't paying for no nothing. If I can put free in the front of it and get it for free, I'm going to get it for free first. So ask me anything, bro, and I'll find you the free of it.
Right.
Guaranteed, if you've been paying for that shit for 10 years, I'll guarantee you. If it's online, it's a free of it online. It's a free something of it online. Guaranteed. And that's all I look for. It's plenty of Blog Talk type radio stations out there. But all these motherfuckers want you to pay $10 a month here and five and all that. I ain't with that. I'm paying for this damn internet connection.
Right.
I got pop-ups all over my motherfucking screen. I ain't asked them to send this old fucking classmates advertisement to me. I didn't ask them to pop this old goddamn Publishers Clearinghouse bullshit. All this shit, I didn't pay for that. You feel me? So that means y'all paying advertisers, or advertisers are paying y'all to pop that bullshit up in front of my face. I'm not paying you a motherfucking thing.
Nothing.
I don't want to hear no piracy. Take the music off. Take the movies off the goddamn internet if you don't want nobody to access them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pay for movies. Watchmovies.net. There you go. You want to watch some free movies? It's watchmovies.net. That's free movies. I don't believe in paying for shit, man. Fuck crackers if they even thinking that stupid ass shit. Straight up, man. You got me fucked up, man. People struggle to keep this goddamn internet connection. And do you know that this shit is free?
Yeah.
This shit is free, though. Really, the internet is free. It's just a fucking satellite kicking a fucking signal out. All you got to do is have an antenna, stick your antenna, and grab the signal out, and you can have internet free wherever you go, just like on your laptop. So why the fuck am I sitting in here in my house paying $100 a month when I can sit and get this shit for fucking free? Come on, man. Come on, man. I need about 12 more blunts, boy, so I can start, you know what I'm saying, forgetting some of this shit.
Some people have been struggling to pay the bills to keep up.
When the shit is free, I'm walking by you on the internet for free while you sitting up there in the goddamn cable line talking about, man, I need to... Dog, let me borrow $10, man. I'm $10 short from getting my internet back on. The fuck you mean? This shit is free, dog. That motherfucking shit is free. I don't give a fuck if you ride around with a goddamn desktop in your car. A whole goddamn computer. Take that bitch to a Starbucks or somebody, and I guarantee you can get some free internet connection. It's free, dog. The shit really is free out there. It's just so many ways to find it. Man, I found this damn shit. They're talking about you can use your toilet to get free goddamn Wi-Fi in your house. I said, what the fuck?
You're really lying to kill, man.
Right. I ain't lying, man. Listen, dog. They had a picture of this shit. They had a picture of a motherfucking look like a, I don't know what the hell this was, a little goddamn old ass 1950s little radio. That's what it looked like. Sitting on the back of your toilet with a cord running into your toilet.
Yeah.
This is where you, when you go take a shit, this you don't remove the cord or nothing. You just sit there and just handle your business and get the, and you getting free Wi-Fi out of your toilet. I said, man, y'all, the world is, man, listen.
Yeah.
The world is a big-ass place, man. It's a lot of people doing some crazy shit in the world. So, I mean, just as quick as people doing some crazy shit, it's some people that's thinking that they're doing some helpful shit. I guess they think that's helpful. It's there, though. That's all I'm saying. I ain't really got to be paying for no nothing. Everything is free in this world. You just have to find the way to get it freely.
That's true, because God put everything free here for us
free.
A long time. That's
free,
how you
man.
Have to pay
it
to
ain't
that
no mother... There is no dollar in the Bible. So what the fuck am I talking about? What the fuck am I worrying about a dollar for?
There's no dollar in the Bible.
Ain't no dollar. It was no monetary. It was no monetary values back then. We had gold. We had rubies. We had, you know what I'm saying, all that real shit. Real barter, you know, real shit you can barter off of. And then when they set this old Fed shit up, this fake ass, you know, representation of the government, that's when they came and took all the goddamn gold. It's still gold around, but the crackers are sitting on the gold like they know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah.
They ain't doing shit with it. Y'all stupid motherfuckers got bricks upon bricks upon bricks upon bricks of gold stacked up in a goddamn warehouse that they ain't doing shit with. It's just what they stole is what they stole from us. They stole from the people. Just put it that way, because it ain't a black or white issue. They stole from the American people that came here from other countries with all their gold, with all their jewelries, with all their trinkets that was really worth shit. And then they talk about it and they turn around and gave you a fake-ass promissory note. And that's what on every fucking piece of paper that you get, and that's what I call them, a piece of paper. It says this is a promissory note. This it does not say anywhere on there that this is the value of this. It has no value. No dollar, no $5 bill, no $10 bill, no $20 bill, no $1,000 bill. A dollar is just as fake as a $1,000 bill. It has no value. Only thing that has value is our coins, our pennies, our nickels, our quarters, and our dimes, because you can mail all that back and you can get an actual property out of that you can use or reuse to barter back with. If you melt down pennies, what do you get?
You get metal.
You get nothing but copper. 100% copper. That's the best motherfucking shit on the planet, copper. You can use it for everything. You melt down a dime, you melt down a nickel, you melt down a quarter, you will still get copper out of it. It's zinc and metal and all the other shit that really ain't worth nothing. That copper, that's the shit. But they don't want you to know that, though. They don't want you. They tell you that's illegal to remelt down money. That's defacing government property. That's what they tell you. They don't want you to do that. If you start doing that, then they already know how the fuck that's going to do. I can take this copper anywhere. I can't take these pennies anywhere, though. If I take these pennies to another country, they're going to say these just pennies. But if I melt these motherfuckers down and bring these bitches at a big-ass copper bowling ball, what you going to say then? You got a lot of copper on your hands, sir. How much do you want for all that copper? Come on, man. Well, we have to talk in person, man. We have to talk in person, though, man, because a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, the story is supposed to be told, and right now the shit is being sold, you know what I'm saying? Because bitches is recording this shit, and they're going to take it back, and they're going to resell it to somebody, guaranteed. And I don't kick my game like that. I give free knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to listening ears that really freely want to listen to what the fuck I got to say.
All right. And you come like we're just behind the phone a second now, because guess what? The reason is so positive. You know?
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's definitely real, man. You know what? Try to be positive, man. You gotta stay positive, man. Positivity attracts you to positive people. They talking positive. Some opposites attract. Hell fucking nah, opposites don't attract. Positive and positive goddamn attract. I don't want to meet no mighty fucking negative person. Negativity brings down a positive person. Yeah, you gotta understand our whole American way of they try to bring Americans up, you feel me? They bring you up with that old backwards ass technology, talking about some opposites attract. Fuck science. Science is wronger than a bitch. A positive and a positive person makes positive. A negative person just keeps that fucking negativity going.
Yeah.
And a positive and a negative, more times the negative is going to overtake the positive.
Of course.
It's going to overtake it. Yeah, unless you got more positive than you do negative.
Ever look back to United Christian and divided we fall. When we fall, we're weak, right?
Right.
When we fall, we're weak. But when we come together, we're strong. But a lot of us don't see that, you know? A lot of our black people don't see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I mentioned to you, the crab in the bucket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When they try to pull on your brothers and sisters, you pull your whole self down, man. They don't see that.
Yeah. But they love to eat crabs, though. Wonder why.
You love to eat crabs?
Mother, hell, fuck, man, I hate some goddamn crabs, man. I don't like no fucking crabs. Fucking crabs.
What is that?
But I'm saying it's black folks, but they love to eat some goddamn crabs, man. But you are what you eat. That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Huh? You are what you eat. So if you a crabbing ass eating motherfucker, then you a crabbing ass person. I don't fuck with no crabs, man. I eat some motherfucking snow crabs because, bitch, that's a goddamn delicatessen. You feel me? You ain't finding no snow crabs just walking they punk ass on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hell no. You got to go on, you got to go to Alaska to get the shit that I like to eat.
Yeah.
Huh? That's the real crab, snow crab. That's the only crab I like to eat. All the other blue crab, small crab, this crab or that crab, fuck that shit. I kick that shit across the beach.
I don't eat that shit.
Man, I don't eat none of that shit, man. Snow crabs, that's all I eat.
Yeah.
And that's all I eat, man. Snow crab, big meat. When I pop the leg, I know I ain't got to get 400 forks and keep digging and digging and digging and digging and digging and get one little spoonful of meat out of there. With that shit. Over with that. That a real crab, man. But I've seen some big crabs now, don't get me wrong. I've seen some crab. I thought it was on steroids or something.
Yeah.
Them king crabs.
They're huge.
Yeah. I think that's what, ain't that what they call them, the king crabs or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. I know it's crabs that grow real big, and they ain't Alaskan. They ain't snow crabs. They just crabs that's real big as hell. And those I might eat, but I ain't seen them down here, so.
Got a lot of them over there in Jamaica, a certain time of the year they come out.
Yeah? All different kind of crab?
Yeah, over there in Jamaica. They come out. Certain time of the year, you see a lot of them come out.
What?
Yeah, and then guys go in the bush and catch them. Use a crop bag and catch them. Go and hook them. I don't eat them, man.
What? You don't eat them?
No.
You don't eat crab, period, at all?
No, crab.
Oh. I ain't too big a crab. Shrimp, I eat shrimp. I ain't really a lobster person just because I don't, it's seafood is seafood to me, but you know what I'm saying? I don't eat everything that come out of the motherfucking sea. You know, some people just eat anything. They don't give a shit what the fuck it is. A mudfish. They'll eat that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Can't eat no goddamn mudfish, man. What the hell you doing? Like catfish. I don't do catfish too heavy. You know what I'm saying? I don't eat catfish. It's the bottom of the sea dweller. It eats all the shit at the bottom. It's a scavenger fish. It's a scavenger. Mullet is too, but black folks love some goddamn mullet though.
Yeah.
We love some fucking mullet, but mullet, that's all them scavenger fishes. You know?
Mullet's a scavenger too.
Yeah. The mullet, wait. Okay, it's the catfish that's a scavenger. What's a mullet?
The mullet. It's the small fish then.
That's just a regular fish?
A
blackfish. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cause I know my homeboy, he eat the shit out of mullet. You know what I'm saying? He eat sea turtles and shit. He eat turtles.
Yeah.
He loves them motherfucking turtles, boy. That turtle is some good ass eating, though.
Yeah, I heard that. It's like chicken, beef, all kinds of different meat.
Yeah. It depends on how you see. He put it. He like stew it down. He fry it and then kind of stew it down. You know what I'm saying? So it give it more of a chicken. It tastes kind of like chicken and meat. You know what I'm saying? Because you chewing it, it tastes like chicken, but you chewing it like meat. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. A little bit there. I ain't hear you.
You eat the turtle before, right?
Yeah. I don't taste the turtle, though.
I never eat that yet.
Yeah, it's all meat is meat. Lord put meat here on this planet, and however you cook it up, that's how it's going to taste. I done ate raccoon, I done ate squirrel, snake, possum. Yeah, man, I mean, as a child, I done ate a whole bunch of shit. I used to stay across the street from some country-ass white folk, And they used to go hunting and shit. And, man, I don't give a damn. Frog legs, gator.
Yeah.
Let me see. I mean, at one point in time, I ate all that. You know what I'm saying? I done tasted it. I ain't going to say ate. I done tasted it. You know what I'm saying? To see how much, see what it tastes like. Snake. I done ate snake before.
Yeah,
I ate actually a couple of wild dishes back in the day. As a child, I mean, you know, you young, you experiment with any motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I was eating anything. I ain't give a shit. Hey, try this. There you go. I try it. You know. Now. Tastes like chicken. Honestly, I mean, meat is meat. Meat tastes like meat. Now, I mean, it ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Meat is meat. If you cook a human up, I'm pretty sure his ass probably going to taste like chicken. I ain't never ate a human, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure, because it's meat. Meat is meat. You know, whether you're getting the meat off a goddamn cow or you're getting the meat off a buffalo, meat is meat. What's the difference between the meat? It ain't growing no different. It's still meat, ain't it? It's meat.
Yeah, meat is meat, no matter what.
Yeah, meat is meat. Shit. No matter if it's chicken meat or dog meat. You know what I'm saying? Meat is motherfucking meat. Shit, you'll see Chinese people saying, oh, it tastes like dog.
Yeah.
No, it tastes like chicken. It's meat. I just, you know, it's just... I just ain't finna eat no motherfucking dog, though, but... He just on, you know what I mean? I ain't even fuck with no dogs or cats and shit. I can't eat Rover and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how a company used to eat dogs.
What?
Yeah. You used to cook it and sell it, man.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you used to cook it and sell it. I heard that you cook soup.
You cook the best dog soup. Dang. Yeah. I thought only Chinese people did that.
Because you cook your own stuff, man.
Man.
Yeah, they cook your own stuff.
Mm. I can't bring Fido around him. They can't bring Fido around him, shit.
Yeah.
The dog be done got cooked up. But yeah, man, we about to get cut off, Vice, you know what I'm saying? It was a pleasure having you on the show, man. You know?
Yeah, man. And, you know, it's a pleasure to have me on it, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, man. That's been a blessing to me, man. I appreciate it a lot, you know?
Oh yeah, man, and I'm on every day though. I'm on every day from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every single day.
Okay, I'm going to send the link.
Yeah, this show right here, man. Or save me as a favorite. You know what I'm saying? Through Holly, yo. See, just click on the little heart and save me as a favorite, and then they'll always let you know when my show's popping off.
Click on Holly.
No, I'm saying through, because I seen you in the chat room when you go back on, like through that profile, but on my player, it's got a little heart that says Fave. It says FAV. So if you click on that little heart, it'll automatically send you messages every time I got a show.
Just click on the little heart. What side is it on the left hand side or the right hand side?
It's on the right hand side, it's on the player itself. Like when you click on to the show and the music start playing,
right?
And it say Blog Talk Radio buffering and all that. Right underneath it, you'll see a little heart, a little red heart.
Yeah, okay, so click on it.
Yeah, if you click on that and you'll see a screen pop up that says you're now favored in this show or something like that, and then just click on the X and that'll be it.
And then I can click on the show and it start playing.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying that'll send you a reminder of when my show's actually coming up.
Then
it send you an email, and then from the email you can click right on the link and it'll bring you into the show.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, it'll bring you right into the show. But definitely, right. Man. You know what I'm saying? You get a chance, hit me up with the music, man. It's definitely going down. I got you.
Yeah. And I'm going to set a crop in the barrel for it. this song Copy the Bars.
Okay, okay, yeah, that's what's up. And then the same tracks, like I'll be playing them on my homeboy show too, so he up in California, you know what I'm saying? So all the music that I be pushing, I send it up to him, and we just doing a vice versa radio station. He helping me, and I'm helping him, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's so good, man. So how many songs you have out there now?
Which one?
I said how many songs you have out there on the road now?
Of me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I got probably about 7 or 8 songs, but I'm a political rapper though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I only rap on like political situations when shit be going down, shit pop off. You know what I'm saying? That's when I write my lyrics and stuff like that. So I got some poems and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I write poetry and all that, like, old good shit too, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Kinda do it all. Yeah, try to do it all.
I would like us to get together one of these days and, you know, do our song together, you know.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. I can write. I write my own shit. Give me 5 or 10 minutes and I have a hit song. I believe everything I do is a hit, you know what I'm saying?